I'm sure you all have a few questions, and I'll recognize you as I see you in order.
Representative, last night, obviously, Karen Monahan spoke on CBS Evening News and said that this incident did indeed happen. Obviously, that is something that you want to respond to today in terms of her allegations that this did indeed happen.
All I can say is that I did not do this thing she's accusing me of. That's what I've said from the very beginning. That's what I say now.
Congressman Monahan is saying she has video tapes, recordings of the alleged incident. Are those recordings true? Are they there? Is there video that shows you abusing her?
She could not have any video of me abusing her. That's not possible.
So is her son lying as well?
I didn't do those things that are alleged.
Why do you think they might do that?
You know, that's the question that I've been asked quite a bit. And all I can really tell you is that I've thought about that a million times and I've come up with nothing. I have thought a lot of things and a lot of possibilities, but I can't speculate and I'm not going to be able to speculate about motive.
Did you part amicably with her?
We parted, right? So, you know, obviously we had our differences, but we spoke many, many times after we broke up. And in fact, in end of May, she was stranded on the highway and needed gasoline, called me, and I brought her gasoline. A few days later, she told me she had a problem with a friend of hers and asked me to meet her at a coffee shop in Hopkins, and I did that. And so I was utterly shocked last Saturday night.
This is going to become a big issue. The question is, for the good of the party, okay, would you consider dropping out of this race?
No.
Why not, Congressman?
Because I didn't do it.
Congressman, have you spoken with Ms. Monahan since she's made these allegations against you?
No.
Do you plan to speak with her?
I'm not opposed to it.
Will you reach out?
No.
I guess because you're denying the allegations, I'm wondering if you plan to ask her why, in fact, she's making these accusations for her family.
I can't imagine how that would help. I mean, I'm easy to find, and I'm not opposed to a conversation. But I'm not in a position to reach out. At this point, if I were to do that, it could be misinterpreted. And so I'm just going to not do that. But if she reaches out to me, I'm not opposed to a conversation. I never have been.
But Mr. Ellison, do you think, I know you said that this video doesn't exist, but just in terms of somebody leveling accusations against someone else and then claiming there's video and then not showing that, but just that in and of itself, should somebody have to produce evidence before someone's accused?
That's a tougher question than might be apparent. I will say that I'm not the one who claimed to have evidence. And I think the person who said they had something, it's on them to produce it. But at the same time, look, this happens within a context of a society where millions of women have been mistreated, abused, hurt, and they haven't been believed. And that's real. I'm not gonna lend to their pain.
Do you think there's a chance DFL delegates will choose not to endorse you tomorrow in Cambridge? And do you plan to go to that meeting to make your case?
Yeah, I plan on being there, and I certainly trust that they will endorse me, but I understand that this is a very hard thing, very hard. And look, I've been talking to people, listening as much as I can. Listening because, look, I have denied these allegations because they're not true. And yet, some people I've talked to says, yeah, that might, you might be, we believe you, but there's a bigger issue here, and this is a social, domestic violence is a social issue that can't be ignored. And you have to deal with that reality. And so I understand that, but I believe I'll be endorsed, but, and I'm we're working hard to make that happen, but I understand that these allegations have introduced something that is, that, you know, that people have to contend with.
Congressman, to the people who voted for you on Tuesday,
yeah,
especially the women, who may now be reconsidering their support for November, what's your message to them?
My message to them is that their trust in me was well placed, and that not only did I not do this, I will continue to be an advocate for safe homes for all people, especially women. I will continue to be a fierce opponent of domestic violence. I supported the Violence Against Women Act every time, and not just with a vote, with my advocacy. I believe in equality. I believe in safety. And I believe that every person who's a victim should be listened to. I don't believe that everybody who says something should be believed just because they said it, but I do believe people should be listened to. And I still believe that.
Congressman, you're one of the biggest assets to the DFL in the state as far as campaign politics. You know, the people who maybe don't want you around their campaign, they bother you? I mean, you helped them a lot, now they're telling you they maybe don't want you around.
Well, nobody's told me that, but we're just gonna keep on working. Talking to people, assuring them, that's what we're gonna do.
Congressman, you are kind of in a, you've kind of been a, got a political Hobson's choice here. You acknowledge the environment where women need to be believed in these cases, but yet you are saying, and I understand you maintain that you haven't, didn't do what you're accused of, but you're saying this particular woman should not be believed. How do you run a campaign in that cat, because the other side is just going to keep on hammering you and say, well, he says this, but he says no, but don't believe her because she accuses me. How do you run a campaign from this point under those circumstances?
We're going to get out every day and not and talk to people. We're going to knock doors and we're going to listen to folks and we're going to talk and we're going to take time with them and we're going to do the best we can and we're going to engage in a massive way and we're going to address whatever questions people have.
Karen Monahan talks about emotional abuse, narcissistic abuse is the phrase she uses a lot. Can you talk at all about your relationship with her and where the tensions in the relationship and where she might be getting some of that idea?
Well, look, she submitted a lot of texts to demonstrate incontrovertible proof that I was emotionally abusive to her. Objective people looked at that and didn't see that. And yet I have to contend with the fact that in her mind, the way she felt is that that proved emotional abuse. I didn't emotionally abuse her. I don't believe I did. And I think the text that she provided showed that I didn't, but I have to credit the fact that she thought that.
Has anyone in the party asked you to drop out of this race?
No.
Last question.
Representative, you lost the support of the National Organization of Women. Do you intend to appeal that to the leadership of NOW?
Well, look, we're going to talk to everybody, and we're going to do the best we can, and we're going to respect that people have to be where they have to be. So with that, everybody, I'm sorry, but I'm going to conclude this.